8 o'clock hour too, so we have lots of coaches to talk to, and we've got our very next head coach lined up. We've got Kyle Clark joining us with Black River. Jared Kozar's kind of like a jack of all trades, wiping down the headset and getting this thing ready to make sure the coaches are safe and ready to give us, well, their thoughts on the 2020 high school football season. Coach Clark, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about these Black River Pirates. And I think anybody we talk to in the Lorain County League, they always tell us, you know, the toughest physical game of the year always seems to be Black River, because you guys certainly play a style of football that not a lot of schools are used to playing against.
Yeah, I mean, that all starts with Al Young. I mean, pretty much everybody on our coaching staff has coached with him at one time or played for him. I certainly did. And we kind of like to hang our hat on physical football, and it's something our kids enjoy. They do it through Pee Wee, junior high, and something I want to do too.
Well, you guys are in an interesting situation too, because with this pandemic, it seems like the operating procedures are different with every county that you talk to. And you guys have kids, I believe, from three or four different counties, don't you?
Three counties, yes. And when we want to do something, we got to call each health department, get a call back. Gets a little confusing for the AD, but he's working through it.
So what's that been like for you as the head coach?
I mean, when I'm around the kids, it's like nothing's going on. Everything's great. It's just like it's been in the past. It's more when I get away from the kids and I'm getting these text messages, I'm reading social media, that's when it seems to hit. But when I'm there with the kids, everything's like it's been from day one.
So what have been some of the bigger challenges for you guys at practice? I mean, you guys have been practicing for a little over a week now, right?
Yeah, we started August 1st. I guess the biggest thing for us is how do we plan? Because we're not going to have those scrimmages, so I don't want to overwork the kids. I don't want to just beat them till they're dead. So I need to lay back a little bit, how I'm going to mix things up, make it interesting for them, but still get them in game shape. So that's been the toughest thing for us to do.
Kyle Clark, Black River head coach, joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for our high school football coaches preview show. Let's talk about some of the kids who have stood out so far in practice. I know it's tough to gauge that early on because you're kind of limited so far at this stage of practice, but who are the kids that have stood out so far?
Our backfields really stood out. Ryan Schultz, he'll be a senior this year. He's returning one of our slots, and he's put on 20 pounds in offseason, looking as fast and durable as he ever has. Joseph McKean back at our fullback position. He's had another strong offseason. I think he gained 10 pounds. And then Brandon Rowland, who started inside linebacker for us last year, he'll be at the other wing. And he's looking great, too. He's a wrestler. He's a tough kid, doing everything we ask, and he got great speed also. And then we bring in Andon O'Neill at quarterback. He'll be a junior, and he's really, really sound in the pocket. Knows how to run the offense and just is a great energy kid also.
Well, you can't talk about Black River without talking about the play in the trenches. Tell me about some of the big boys on the line.
So we have a three-year starter, Travis Owen. Started as a freshman at tackle for us. Last year we moved him to center. He'll be center again this year. He's a 4.0 student. I think he got like a 34 on his ACT. Great kid, physical kid, heavyweight wrestler. So he's back. He's kind of the leader up front. And then the other four positions, they're kind of up in the air. Now, we've had some seniors that have stepped up. We have some sophomores that are possibly going to step in there. But right now, we really don't have any signed, sealed, and delivered tackles or guards yet.
Wow, so that's got to make these next couple of weeks even tougher on you guys. We were just talking with Coach O'Donnell, and he mentioned, look, without playing that scrimmage, and I'm sure every coach out here on the patio feels the same way about that, you want that scrimmage, but you understand that's probably not going to happen this year unless something miraculous happens the next couple of weeks. But, you know, when you're trying to figure out a position battle, how tough is it to do that without having a scrimmage?
It's very, very tough because, I mean, a lot of kids look great just running through plays, hitting bags. And then when you get that guy in front of them, they're dead in the water. And you really don't see that until they go against somebody who's physically tougher than them or equal to them. So we got to find out ways to match these guys up that are battling for these positions and kind of get them to fight it out head to head. And then whoever, the cream rises to the top there.
And I'm sure you'll have a couple of guys that'll play both ways, maybe more than just a couple. But we've spent a lot of time talking about what you guys have coming back on offense. What stands out to you about your defensive unit?
Our defensive backs, we have some kids with some great ball skills, great speed, smart kids. Defensively, I'm the defensive coordinator, so we've been running this since 2015. The kids that came up through it, they know all the calls. They know all the checks. They know, I mean, I was having corners yell out to the outside linebackers what their responsibility was, and it's a first-year starter doing it. They've heard me say the same things over and over, so it's easier for them, so they're a little bit quicker. But then our linebackers, we're not very big, but we do have tough, fast kids. Our D-line, we'll have a bigger, stouter D-line in there this year. But a lot of those positions are up in the air also.
Well, it'll be a different year for all of us. There's no doubt about that. And you guys still aren't 100% sure who you're going to be playing when just yet, as
right.
Everything gets worked out with the schedule at this point. But talking about the conference, last year, first year for the Lorain County League, nobody you weren't familiar with, but it was kind of like a twofold type thing for you because it was your first year in this new conference. It was also your first year as the head coach. So how much more comfortable do you feel with that whole equation now in your second year?
I guess I'm more comfortable because I know what it's like to go up to Columbia or over to Wellington. They got great coaches there, and they've all welcomed me in, became good friends with them. But I like that it's a tighter knit. We're not going all the way up to Cuyahoga County to play anymore. So for our kids, it's a lot better when you're playing teams that are closer to you and more comparable in size also. Our kids love it. I love it.
Well, one last question for you, and I've got to ask you the same question I posed to Coach O'Donnell a few moments ago. What would you say the biggest difference is year two from year one outside of the pandemic?
I am not chasing my tail as much because I got on top of ordering things a little bit earlier. I knew what I wanted. My staff was set because last year I hired some great guys. But honestly, I never saw them coach. But this year, 1 year under their belt, I know what to expect of them. They know what I'm looking for. They know what the kids can do. The kids know them better. So it's a lot smoother that way. We're not spending as much time in coaches' meetings pre-practice talking about expectations, what we want things to look like.
Some big differences for sure from year one to year two. Well, let's hope that year two goes down without too many hiccups. And this is going to be a very odd 2020 season for sure, but hopefully we can get this thing going here in the next couple of weeks. Coach Clark, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Again,